With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Many Democrats still claim that the U.S. airstrikes on Iran's nuclear sites did not actually destroy the facilities. But Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Tom Cotton says people who feel that way need to Google comments made by the world's top experts.
They all, in the last couple of weeks, have used words like catastrophic damage, effectively destroyed, severely degraded.
The Arkansas Republican lawmaker says the world will be watching if Iran, as expected, attempts to revive its demolished nuclear weapons program.
Iran, like any nation, could try to reconstitute it and continue down the path towards nuclear weapon. But as Prime Minister Netanyahu said last week in Washington, Israel still has a very close eye on everything going on related to Iran's nuclear program.
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Surrogates speak out about a California couple under investigation after 21 children in their care are removed.
Police and the FBI are investigating an Arcadia, California couple who were found to have 21 children, most between the ages of 1 and 3, born through surrogates in their custody. Several women have now come forward saying the couple aggressively pursued them or misled them in the surrogacy process, including not fulfilling payment obligations and not being present for births. The couple told police they wanted a large family and produced what appeared to be legitimate birth certificates. I'm Julie Walker.
The Trump administration has imposed new restrictions on flights from Mexico and threatened to end a long-standing partnership between Delta Airlines and Aeromexico. It's in response to limits the Mexican government placed on passenger and cargo flights into Mexico City several years ago. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says Mexico's actions to force airlines to move out of the main international airport will be violated. This is SRN News. A look at what teenagers are saying about social media from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Adults have been worried about TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, etc. for some time, and apparently with good reason. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 48% of teens believe that social media is having a negative effect on them and their peers, while nearly half admit they spend far too much time on it. Experts have been warning for years that such platforms introduce kids to pornography, erode their self-esteem, and make them anxious. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A disturbing new study from the Anti-Defamation League finds 25% of Americans believe in the recent surge in attacks on Jews in this country is understandable. Anti-Semitism spiked around the world after the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel, and the U.S. has not been immune. 40% say the attacks on Jews would stop if Israel were to halt its efforts to remove Hamas from the Gaza Strip. This is SRN News. A new IRS commissioner has been sworn in.
Former Missouri Congressman Billy Long has been sworn in as IRS commissioner. He's pledged to improve the agency's culture. Long once advocated for abolishing the IRS. He was confirmed by the Senate last month, despite Democratic concerns over his ties to a tax credit scheme and campaign contributions linked to his nomination. Critics say he lacks tax administration experience. Long's appointment follows a trend of Trump appointees leading agencies that they previously either criticized or have sought to dismantle. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A tech company CEO has resigned after a controversy over a video captured on the big screen at a Coldplay concert. Andy Byron resigned from his job as CEO of Astronomer Incorporated. The move comes a day after the company said that he had been placed on leave and the board had launched a formal investigation into the incident, which went viral. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.